John chapter 2, verse 5. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it.
Amen.
You know, Mary gets a bad rap around here sometimes. I should say the imposter of Mary, these false gods and goddesses. But you know, Mary was a woman that was an overcomer.
Amen.
When she found herself with child, no doubt she suffered much shame. No doubt her excuse going to her father and trying to explain the situation just didn't hold water with him. Didn't help matters when Joseph come along and said the same thing. Well, you know, this come from the Lord. But she overcame. We find her here asking the Lord to do some things, and it wasn't the Lord's time. The Lord rebuked her. And instead of getting her feelings hurt and going off and crying somewhere, she took the rebuke and she replied, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And I think that's a good command that we ought to follow Mary and her example. Whatsoever he saith unto you, to do it. What more can I say to you this evening that these preachers and missionaries have already said, but to do and take to heart their counsel? I have some scriptures I'd like to read you. It says in Exodus chapter 36, as Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab, and every wise-hearted man in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom, even every one whose heart stirred him up to come unto the work to do it. Has God stirred you up in this week of meetings? Whatever he stirred you to do, then my counsel is you to go
Amen. And
do it. As Mary said here, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Notice it didn't say whatsoever he saith unto your neighbor do, or whatever he says unto Lindell do, or whatever he says unto Brent do, but whatever he says unto you, you do it. It may be to run and get six water pots of stone. There's no telling what God is. I can't tell you what God is telling you to do. But whatever God tells you to do, you do it.
Amen.
He's told me to go to Paul, and I'm going.
Amen.
Look, if you will, in Deuteronomy in chapter 30. Quickly. You're on my time. verse 11. For this commandment which I commanded thee this day, is not hidden from thee. Neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. Neither is beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth, in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. You know, is it a matter of just trying to figure out, you know, we got to go to some mountain and some monastery to sit around for a couple of years to figure out what God's will is? I think every one of us know what God's will is.
Amen.
These mission conferences are to remind you of what you're to do. And that's why it says here, the word is very nigh unto thee, and in thy mouth and in thy heart. Has your heart been pricked this week? These meetings? That thou mayest do it. He says, and Jonathan said unto David, whatsoever thy soul desireth, I will even do it for thee. Can you say that to your David? Can you say that to your Christ, your Savior? Whatsoever thy soul desireth, I will do it for thee. David said unto his son, take heed now, for the Lord had chosen thee to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. He gave him further counsel, and David said to Solomon, his son, be strong and of good courage, and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. You and I know by this promise, if God has told you to do something, then he will provide the means and the ways for you to accomplish that. You might be in that dark hole and not be able to explain it all, but you can step out by faith and trusting the command of God. If God has told you to do something, then there will be a way to do it. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in thy power of thine hand to do it. Hey, it's in my power to carry the gospel to Poland. It's in our power to get the gospel out to all the world. Therefore, if it's in the power of our hand, let's do it. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. Do you realize after we're dead, there's no more service for our King? Whatever we're going to do now, it has to be done now before we get to the grave. There's no praise in the grave. There's no preaching in the grave. There's no service for our King in the grave. That's why he says, in the power of thy hand, do it now. Do it, and do it with all thy might. He says in the New Testament, he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Again, we should do it. How was our attitude and how should we do it? Paul says, whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and unto men, and not unto men. Has God told you to do something? Has God spoken to your heart? Then I would say, rise up and do it. Not half-heartedly. Not grudgingly, I should say, but do it heartedly as unto the Lord. Maybe God has not called you to the mission field. Maybe God has called you to the everyday grind of going to work. Can you do that as heartily as unto the Lord? Maybe what God has told you to do is get up every day, go to your job, and be a faithful servant in the job. Can you do that as unto the Lord? Maybe what God's called you to do is to love your husband and take care of him. Can you do that as heartily as unto the Lord? If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. God does not expect you to be a Brent Riggs. God does not expect you to be a Dale West or a Joe West or a Billy Kincaid. God expects you to be you. And whatever gift or service or ability that God has given you, he says, do it as unto him. What has God told us to do this week? He told us to preach the gospel. Go out and do it. He's told us in the messages to pray. Let's go out and do it. He's told us to praise. Let's go out and do it. He's told us to lift up our sights and not shoot ourselves in the foot. Aim high. Let's do it. He's told us to give. Let's do it.
Amen.
He's told us to renew our mind. Let's do it. He's told us to complete our ministry or exercise the gift that God has given us. Let's do it. Mary said, whatsoever he saith unto thee, do it.
Amen.
Amen.
There's more.